Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
I gotta tell you, this is the beginning of the show for many people who listen to it in hourly modules. Just to clearly disclose how we do this, the show is 3 hours a day live between noon and 3 Eastern, between 9 a.m. and noon Pacific, and then, of course, Mountain Time, it's 10 o'clock, and Central Time, it is at 11 o'clock. And some stations carry the program all 3 hours live. Some carry one or two of the hours. Some don't carry it live at all. And then some people just listen to podcasts. So it's difficult to coordinate the telephone aspect of the program. And Dr. Joy used to have her hands full with that because the program originally with a call-in show for Dr. Joy Brown, especially, whose basic product on the air was responding to people calling in with their problems. It's in modern radio, modern syndicated radio, it's kind of a challenge to do that. And she was resorting to having people call her off the air and recording them and Facebook and emailing questions, and she'd answer them, or setting the people up to call even though they couldn't hear it on the radio at a certain time. And I faced that myself here. I just had a most amazing hour of conversation with a woman named Meg McDonald, who is an old friend of mine, the wife of a man I knew longer, Brent Seltzer, who he actually used to do a show with her on the GCN network, on the Genesis Communications network, this network that carries what was the Dr. Joy Brown show and now carries this program, whatever it is. And this program is still in the process of being born. We haven't even fully named it yet. You never know who's listening and when. And Meg was telling us a personal story. You talk about a personal story. She went into details about the illness and subsequent death of her husband that it was not for the squeamish or the weak of heart. But then again, this radio show is not going to be for the squeamish or the weak of heart. Please do not think that I'm talking about it being sensational for the sake of shock, because I won't allow that at all. But beyond that, you know, all tradition and all rules are out the window. So basically, to make a long story short, she'll be back for the third hour of the broadcast to finish the story. And for those of you who haven't heard the first hour and can't make the third hour, you'll be able to hear it. I'm trying to work with what I got. You can hear it on the podcast, which will be at GCNlive.com. And the reason I'm making such a deal about this is because I do not believe in filler. I do not believe that radio should ever be coasting anymore, because in these times, you just can't coast. What do I mean by that? I mean call it in. And I don't mean literally. I mean the figurative, calling it in. You know, hey, how you been this weekend, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. No, it's everything has to have purpose. So I don't want to waste the opportunity for you to hear what we just did and to follow up on where we're going with it. All right, enough of that. Our number is 877-807-4048. And if you're new to this place and space and time on the radio or on new devices that bring radio shows to you here in the 16th year of the 21st century, when traditional media is breaking down, fracturing, morphing, changing, and evolving at a rate that most of us cannot even keep up with, even those of us that are professionals, I welcome you aboard. And my name is Michael Harrison. Again, the number is 877-807-4048. And if you're listening to this 3 o'clock in the morning and you ever want to participate, just call that number between the times that I mentioned, and I'll take your call and talk to you, as long as you have something really, really meaningful. I don't want to say important, because what's important to one person may not be important to another. But meaningful to say. I'm not here to bash Hillary or to bash Donald Trump, even though I don't like either of them too much. And as a matter of fact, one I think is horrible and the other I think is worse. But And not to root for one team over another in sports. If you want to talk about the psychological or the emotional aspects of sports, I'd be happy to do that. But everything else goes. Personal relationships. No, I'm not a doctor, but I've been to a few. Personal relationships. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Arts, entertainment, science, technology. Relationships, relationships, and relationships. And how you feel and what you think about the human condition. That's a term that I like. I like the word human condition. I also like the word continuum. And if you have a chance, Google the definition of the word continuum. Because we find ourselves on a continuum. I am not a black or white thinker. I'm not an ideologue. I do not believe in any empirical truth about how to live your life other than to seek truth as opposed to victory and to try to maintain a sense of integrity. And I really do believe in redemption, and I do believe in tolerance. One more time, the number, 877-807-4048. One of my peeves about radio or talk show hosts that don't say the number in a way that you can understand. Hey, I'm a professional broadcaster, and sometimes I want to call in. I don't know what the number is. Go 877-8-7-4-4-0-4-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5- And we're going to be talking with a buddy of mine, a guy that is playing the part of Big Daddy. In yesterday's program, I talked about having gone over the weekend to see a community theater production of a play that was written back in the 50s by one of the great American playwrights, Tennessee Williams, called Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I love the name of that play, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I remember seeing it as a kid in the movies with sultry, steamy, sexy Elizabeth Taylor playing Maggie the Cat and her troubled husband, Brick, played by a young, handsome, blue-eyed, pouting, sulking Paul Newman. And the plantation owner, the guy that ran the whole steamy affair, Big Daddy, played by Burl Ives. And I remember, I used to go to the movies as a kid all the time. I saw all these movies that were way above my head, way above my head. First of all, I learned about life going to the movies. The movies were my mentor. We're talking 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old. I used to go see art films. I would go to art theaters. And I would watch Fellini movies and, you know, French films and all kinds of strange things. I loved it. I also loved musicals. But I remember seeing Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and not having a clue what it was about. It was way over my child brain. As a matter of fact, I found it difficult to sit through. It was just the power of the personalities that kept me watching. But I remember the role of Big Daddy, played by Burl Ives, scared the hell out of me. There was just something about this guy that scared me to death. And later, as I realized, he was the same guy that sang, you know, songs like Have a Holly Jolly Christmas and was this jovial, warm, large elf-like guy. Have a holly jolly Christmas. I mean, what's more benign and friendly than this large, burly, how's that for a word, burly, red-headed man singing Holly Jolly Christmas? Same guy that scared the hell out of me as Big Daddy. I found that pretty hard to reconcile, and it made me realize what a great actor he was. So my buddy Brad Shepherd, who is a fabulous broadcaster, he is basically legendary to the folks in New England, where he has broadcasted morning shows and radio shows on some of the top stations for decades, and is now pioneering online radio. He also likes to act in community theater. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the theme and the meaning behind this play and the theater in general. Right after this break, we'll be joined by him, the man who's playing Big Daddy. And we can talk at 877-807-4048 if you want to join us. I'm Michael Harrison.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, it's hour number two of today's Michael Harrison Show. 877-807-4048 is the number. If you happen to be listening live and want to jump in, we'd love to have you. We're talking about the human condition. That's the basic description of what this show is evolving into. Not that it wasn't doing that when the legendary, great, wonderful, and beloved Dr. Joy Brown hosted the program. I'm joined by my friend. This man is my friend first, but he's also a brilliant and very successful broadcaster in his own right. As I mentioned earlier, he's legendary in New England. The quintessential example of the local host that is known by everybody within his community. and a treasure to those of us who enjoy listening to him on the radio. He currently is pioneering hyperlocal online radio called PioneerValleyRadio.com. He is a household name in Western Massachusetts. His name is Brad Shepard. Hey, Brad, welcome to this very experimental, evolving, nascent program that is basically, at this point, still exists to honor the memory and fulfill the mission of Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here, to be with you, Michael. And, you know, it's kind of a almost a little bittersweet thing because I'm delighted to appear anywhere in the ether with you. But also, I wish I had known Dr. Brown longer. And under your auspices, I met her and spent a wonderful portion of a weekend with her working and having breakfast and dinner and all those sorts of things. And I felt like I had known her for a long time, probably because I had listened to her over the years. But meeting her was a delight, and I share the shock and sadness for so many who are part of her radio family. But in that regard, it's a pleasure to be part of it now.
Yeah, you are. She liked you. I remember you two got along really well. It was in May. It was at our people are wondering what were they doing for the weekend together. You have to be careful. We were having a threesome, ladies and gentlemen. We're telling the truth. No, we were not. Joy Brown was the master of ceremonies at our annual radio conference called Talkers 2016 that was held back on May 20th at Hofstra University. And Brad came down to be one of the speakers. And as would be the case, Joy Brown spent a lot of her time with me and my wife, Bernadette. And Brad came to dinner with us. And what I found so interesting, Brad, because you're legendary in your career. I mean, anywhere in Massachusetts or Boston or Connecticut or New England, when people hear your voice in a restaurant, they go, "Are you Brad Shepard?" I mean, you are a true star in your own community.
Very kind and very generous.
So the fact of the matter is, it's not like you're easily impressed by somebody because they're on the radio. But I have to tell you, I've never seen you like that. And I've seen you with very big people. You seem to be genuinely in awe of her. What were your feelings?
I'm also a little bit happy that at this time in my life, I can still be a little bit starstruck. And you and I have so many comparable experiences in life. A few years that separate our age, not very many, but we were both in New York City at the same time, and I think we both enjoyed listening to the big classic radio iconic people, you know, which probably shaped our appetites in that direction going forward. And I met a bunch of them, and some who were idols and things like that that you wanted to pattern yourself after. And I think that Dr. Brown kind of fell into that category. I never thought I'd be sitting around with her. I knew you knew her. I didn't know the degree of the close friendship that I became ancillary to during that weekend.
Yeah. No, Bernadette and I both knew her for 30 years. Bernadette and I are married for approximately 7 years. We've been together about 8 or 9 years. Bernadette and I knew each other in the same business. Bernadette was a very successful radio producer, and we met each other in the industry, but we were just friends of friends. And then wound up when I became a widower, we just started having dinner together. And one of the things that we both revealed to each other was that among our common friends was Dr. Joy Brown. And Bernadette knew her all the way back for 20 some odd years. And I did. And one of the things we said to each other was, "Can you imagine the look on Dr. Joy Brown's face?" And we didn't call her Dr. Joy Brown. We called her Joy. Can you imagine the look on Joy's face when she finds out that we are now a couple?
Yeah.
And which one of us are going to tell her? And I made an appointment with Joy. I actually made an appointment with her at there's a restaurant in Manhattan near her house called George's. It's a luncheonette. She loved to go there. She would always come on down to George's. No, come meet me midtown. No, come down to George's. I'll buy. And I went there and I said, I'm going to tell you about the new woman in my life, Joy. And she looked at me. Who is it? Who is it? Is it someone I know? I said, yes. I said, it's Bernadette Duncan. And her eyes widened, and she stared at me like, "Holy Toledo!"
Yeah.
I get it. And she immediately approved. Thank God. Bernadette Duncan, how could you, or you're not good enough for that angel. But,
well, getting to know Bernadette through you over the last couple of years, or last year more intensely, and being the incredibly intelligent and sharp and intuitive woman that she is, I had no idea that she had been rattling around in radio and in media to the impressive extent that she had until I read her book, her new book From Cover to Cover, and just wonderful anecdotes about all these huge names in media. It was a delight.
Yeah, she's currently on tour. As a matter of fact, she just got back to the Talker Center. She was just did an interview on local channel 40. Bernadette had never been on the radio, but for a moment here or there, and now she's doing interview after interview. And she also sat in with me. She sat in with me during the first three shows that I've done. Basically, they were officially the Joy Brown Show. We did a memorial tribute to Joy with industry leaders that knew her very well. We had 11 people in a row for 3 hours all talking about Joy. It was an amazing show. It's up at GCNlive.com. Took place on Friday, a recent Friday, a couple of weeks ago. And then I hosted with Bernadette. Actually, it was my co-host for two days, and Bernadette has no radio experience other than being behind the glass as opposed to being in front of the glass. And people are telling me, Bernadette should be your co-host. Bernadette is wonderful. People liked her better than they liked me. So I would have to agree with much
of that. Michael, I have to tell you that you said something in your introduction to me that just so resonated. And, you were talking about Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and I don't understand why Burl Ives was the underrated actor that he was, because he was so versatile and he had such power and such depth. And the funniest thing about what you were saying is when I was a little kid, my introduction to this man was listening to the children's records, the Blue Tail Fly and, Jimmy Crack Corn and all the folks. The man recorded hundreds of songs. And then I see him in an overwhelming role such as Big Daddy or a movie called The Spiral Road or Let No Man Write My Epitaph, and you go from there to Holly Jolly Christmas. And
I wonder which one was the real. I wonder which one was the real Burl Ives. Listen,
I really want to believe it's the nice one.
I think so. The music is playing. Stick around. We're going to talk more with Brad Shepherd about the stuff of life on the Michael Harrison Show. 877-807-4048.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil in One World Way. For your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And whoever you are, wherever you are out there in either radio land or cyberspace, I do appreciate your being here. I'm Michael Harrison, and we have a lot of Dr. Joy Brown listeners in the audience, and we're serving up what Dr. Joy Brown listeners deserve, and that's real talk about real life. Our number is 877-807-4048. And Brad Shepard, a legendary radio figure in New England, is joining us, and we're talking about the stuff of life. So, Brad, we both were talking a little bit about Burl Ives. And see, he didn't scare you because you knew him as a kiddie song performer.
Yes.
Before you knew him as Big Daddy. I know him as Big Daddy, and it was scary. There was something very scary about him.
Well, he was big, and he had a lot of gusto, and but he did have a beautiful, beautiful honey dripping singing voice. He was perfect for folk songs, and this is the guy that did all these children's records, and I couldn't reconcile in my mind, as I still think about it, Big Daddy with the man who sang Jolly Dr. Dollywell. You know,
I never heard that one. Can you sing that? Can you sing that for us?
I can't remember it at all.
Okay.
I'm very happy to say. It was on a 78, Michael. It was on a 78.
78 RPM, those big discs that ran fast. They
but
ran
I'll tell
very
you something, Michael. He had a foray with country music, crossover country music back in the early 60s, and he recorded Funny Way of Laughing, which got a little airplay, and a song called Mr. In Between. I asked my mother I said, who is that? And she said, oh, that's Burl Ives. And he took me down to Corvettes in New York City and bought me, I think, the first 33, the first LP I had in my collection, which was Burl Ives singing My Funny Way of Laughing. So here I am essaying a role on the stage that he made famous on the stage on Broadway and in the movies.
Now, you were born to play that role. You were an impressive big daddy. But I don't want to bore everybody with talking about a local production in a faraway place. What I do want to do is talk about it on a bigger picture. I was mentioning yesterday that watching the Tennessee Williams style of writing and literature and stage performing that really originated in 1955, and when you watch old movies from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, or before, it's startling how long the monologues and the periods of dialogue are, as opposed to the way things are today. And I think this truly does reflect the change in the human attention span. Would you agree?
I was about to say, it is a combination. It's a ricochet effect of the human attention span. Look at the generations that we've come through. Could you think that we would look back on the MTV generation as something nostalgic at this point? It seems like it was yesterday to me. But that's when we had to do and perform and present everything in wildly flashing, changing things to keep up with the American attention span so that you didn't lose young people who needed constant stimulation.
Yeah, well, I believe so much in the power of technology over sociology that I believe today's technology is changing the human nervous system, that we're actually, you know, because the brain rewires itself. The brain does change the way the nerves operate, the way the synapses happen, the way the neurons flow. As you learn things and as you get into new habits, there is actually a measurable change in the way the brain operates. And I think that we're going through a collective species-wide change in how our brains operate and how we are technically wired as a result of technology. And I just think that that's the case. So,
well, there's no question in my mind about that. As a matter of fact, I have a very dear friend who's a family therapist, and he's talked about this quite a bit because in his practice he talks to a lot of younger people, and he is very concerned about the deleterious effects of that kind of bombarding of stimulus has on the younger people nowadays. I don't want to single them out and say it's all bad, but it's a very, very great, it's a big difference.
Well, it's not just happening to young people, it's happening to older people, because frankly, I can't sit through those long monologues. I am no different than these kids. I am addicted to my damn smartphone. I am addicted to it. I am addicted to my email. I get nervous if I'm away. While I'm doing this show, I am taking in tweets. I am looking at email. Never would such a thing happen in the old days.
And I think you should be comforted by the fact that it means that you really are still young at heart, because this is the problem that we're having in our schools nowadays. You try to separate young people from their phones, and you get a fight on your hands.
Well, because it's an extension of their nervous system. That's the point. That's what I'm trying to say. It has permeated our core. And but back to the MTV. I don't want to get too spacey here. I believe as a fan of music, I have been a fan of music all my life to this very day. I believe that the music video, the invention of the music video, and there has always been the video version of music. I mean, a case could be made that The King and I with Yul Brynner was a music video. So,
sure.
But the idea of the MTV music video, where the 3 minute, the 4 minute, the 5 minute visual accompaniment to a song became part of the package of promoting it in the record industry. I believe that the music video destroyed the level of quality of music, the reason being that ugly people could not get a record deal anymore. and most great musicians are ugly.
Let's face it.
Okay, folks, don't get mad at me. I'm exaggerating. I'm exaggerating for the sake of a laugh. But the fact of the matter is that some of the greatest musicians in history were not good-looking. You know the old thing they say that Abraham Lincoln would never have been elected president if they had TV back in those days?
Well, you're flirting with one of my favorite sayings, which is politics is show business for the ugly. And that, the phrase doesn't it doesn't originate with me, but if you think about it, it's very true. Abe Lincoln may have been one of the greatest presidents this country ever had, depending on your political proclivities, but doesn't change the fact that he was a very tough individual to look at.
He wasn't pretty, and you know he's iconic now. We're kind of used to looking at him. In fact that's what he looked like, he was one of the first presidents to be photographed. I mean, who the heck knows what you know George Washington really looked like? We only have artists' impressions of him, but.
Correct.
You know, imagine if we had video back in the 1,000 years ago or back in the days of Jesus or Moses or, you know, well, 10,000 years from now, they may have a firsthand look at what we were like. If, in fact, these things survive erosion and comet strikes and all that kind of stuff. But the musician that is not pretty, the musician that cannot dance, the musician that is not outrageously glittery or cool or hip, cannot get a record contract today.
Well, you know, it also dovetails with the fact that the mass production of music has to have vitiated the quality of it, too.
Yeah,
it's almost as though it's manufactured.
There is good music today. There's just not as much of it as there used to be. Now let's switch back.
You have to thin out and dial back. You have to separate the wheat from the chaff. But don't you have to do that with anything of artistic merit?
Correct. Now let's talk about the artistry of Tennessee Williams and the stuff that I liked about watching you and your fellow cast members grind through.
You get a purple heart for sitting through it all, my God.
No. Well, first of all, you were worth the price of admission alone. I'm not blowing smoke at you when I say, and you know I don't. I tell the truth.
I know you don't.
You could play that anywhere. You're as good a radio personality and you're as good an actor as anywhere. And good for radio that the people in New England have had a chance to enjoy you. I think the people listening to this are getting a little insight into what a wonderful wordsmith you are and what a great raconteur you are. But getting to see you do the community theater thing, which works so well in local radio that they get to see you in the theater, I've come to the opinion that you're a damn good actor, too. People wondering what Brad looks like, looks like Orson Welles. And one of the things that Brad and I have talked about a lot over the years is writing a one-man play for Orson Welles and having Brad play it. And he's got that basic look. So picture Orson Welles. For those of you who know what Cat in the Hot Tin Roof was about, picture Orson Welles playing Big Daddy. And
he would have been brilliant. He would have been brilliant.
Well, you were brilliant. Let's talk more on the other side of this. The music is playing. You want to stick around?
I would rather do that than anything today.
877-807-4048 if you want to join us. I'm Michael Harrison talking to Brad Shepherd about the stuff of life right here on our program. Thank you for being there.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Michael Harrison on the radio with you, 877-807-4048, and some folks listening to us at GCNlive.com, where you can hear all the pieces of all 3 hours of our day's broadcast each and every day as podcasts. And we're talking with Brad Shepherd. Brad Shepherd is a radio personality and a part-time actor, a full-time radio guy, and those who listen to him in New England get to know he's a great actor. In community theater, I got to tell you, you know something? One of the undersung, wonderful venues in art in the world is community theater. And, you know, people talk about Broadway and touring companies and all that, but there's really fabulous community theater all around the country. And you're a great example of that, Brad.
Thank you, Michael. Well, you know, it's funny because... There are a lot of struggles in community theater. You don't have the budget to work with that other venues have. You've got time restrictions and limitations on you. You don't have the luxury of going to work on a 40-hour week to learn lines and rehearse. You have to do it when you have the time. But the pressure is really the same. There is no difference between the fact that you're going to come smack up against opening night and you'd better darn well be ready, whether it's Broadway or whether it's, you know, a little town in Massachusetts.
Yeah, no question about it. So back to Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yeah.
Here you have basically this very steamy environment down in the bayou on a plantation, a very wealthy Big Daddy and Big Mama, and Big Daddy is dying of cancer, and his kids are all, got their problems. They've got problems with alcoholism, and they have problems with greed. And the word is out. The word is out that Big Daddy is dying. And it brings up something that is as contemporary as 2016 going on 2017, and that's when Big Daddy dies. Sometimes the siblings go at each other's throats.
Well, yeah, you bet. Everything comes out, doesn't it? All the rivalry, all the deep-seated animosity and envy, and just every human emotion is galvanized and it bubbles out.
Yeah, it bubbles out for emotional reasons, and it also bubbles out for greed. I mean, Tennessee Williams captured it, and that is universal. Whether it's done in sound bites, whether it's done with explosions and cars turning over, or whether it's done in long parlor theaters sitting around and talking and walking around the stage, because the actors got to stretch their legs. What do they call that? Blocking.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it, I'm sure you, as an audience member, for the 2 hours and 50 minutes of this show, 3 hours with intermission, would be interested to know that we actually cut 9 pages out of it.
Oh, my gosh. But those long scenes, you know, where an actor is talking, so what they have to do is there's this perfunctory moving around. You can't just stand there. So you move to the left, and the other actor moves to the right. That's called blocking, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, absolutely. All the stage movement, and it's tied to lines of dialogue, and lines of dialogue are tied to the movements. And it's funny because what you set up in rehearsal and what the director gives you as a blueprint oftentimes changes based on the feelings, the emotions, and what the second-by-second processing of the actors. A lot of what we're doing up there is not what was originally staged. It's what was motivated by the intensity of and the emotion of what was going on.
You know, it's very difficult.
If we don't move around like that, you know, the whole performance becomes dangerously static, Michael, doesn't it? Particularly with that much dialogue.
Dangerously so. But the danger also is that the movement can look pretentious. It could look contrived. It could look unnatural.
Right. It can't. It happened. My original acting teacher would be on me, but you wouldn't believe if I ever made a move on stage that was arbitrary. It had to have something to do with what was going on. It had to have a meaning.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people don't realize, in terms of appreciating good acting, that it's the nuances that make the great actors. It's the little twitches of the muscles in the face. It's the little twitches of the eyebrow. It's the glancing of the eye. There's no end to the nuances and the subtleties that make good acting. But back to the emotion. This show basically is in the, you know, the residue of the whole idea of radio that deals with human emotion. That's what Joy Brown was fantastic at. And that's why people are tuning in. Of course, some are just finding out that she died. I mean, this is not something that everybody knows. So I've been the bearer of this bad news now for a couple of weeks to most of the media and most of the people and to most of the listeners on this show. All right, that being said, tipping our hat to the value of talking about emotion on the radio, There's an interesting relationship between the intensity of emotion, the intensity of anger, the intensity of jealousy, the intensity of resentment, and the level of caring. And that's why family can be wonderful, but it can also be horrible. And sometimes at the same time. Am I right?
Oh, and all those themes are interesting. They're all interesting in this particular piece of theater, because you just put your finger on it a moment ago. If there is a real central theme in any of this, it's avarice and how grotesque avarice is, and how it transforms people into very ugly versions of themselves.
Yeah, and the more you care about the people whom you are avarating on, if there's such a word, the more avaricious you will be.
Is that the past tense?
I'm aberrating here.
Yes, we're conjugating aberrant.
What was the word that Big Daddy used? Mendacity?
Mendacity. What an antiquated word that is, and what a wonderful word that is. Who the heck ever uses that word in common parlance?
Whoever uses the word parlance?
Well, I think I just, all right, in the vernacular.
Vernacular.
Ventricular.
But parlance. No, but mendacity. When the guy said mendacity, when Brick or whoever it was said mendacity, and then Big Daddy, you, started talking about mendacity, I didn't realize what it meant.
Because we wind up having to deconstruct that word.
Yes.
And what did you say a moment or two ago? The dialogue. We wind up with passages of dialogue just in deconstructing one word and talking about what it means within the dialogue that we're having. And it goes on, doesn't it?
But I thought mendacity meant tenacity. I didn't realize that mendacity meant lies and hypocrisy. I never realized that. I may have been abusing that word all these years, although I don't remember ever saying it. But if I did say it, I would probably say it incorrectly.
I think you and I should make a concentrated effort with the task that we have at hand to revive the use of the word mendacity and work it into conversation more often.
We'll become the mendacity men.
Look at what we're facing right now. If there's a common theme running through this forthcoming election, it's mendacity, isn't it?
No question. Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Shepherd, thank you for joining us. You can learn more about Brad Shepherd at pioneerradio.com. Wonderful online website. He is the star of it. PioneerValleyRadio.com. PioneerValleyRadio.com. Thank you, Brad Shepherd. 877-807-4048. Meg McDonald returns in the next hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.